Son, that all who believe in him might have eternal life.
Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. Your reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus had come to the end of all he wanted the people to hear, he went into Capernaum. A centurion there had a servant, a favorite of his, who was sick and near death. Having heard about Jesus, he sent some Jewish elders to ask him to come and heal his servant. When he came to Jesus, they pleaded earnestly with him. "He deserves this of you," they said, "because he is friendly toward our people. In fact, he is the one who built the synagogue." So Jesus went with them. It was not very far from the house when the centurion sent word to him by some friends. "Sir," he said, "do not put yourself to trouble, because I am not worthy to have you under my roof. And for all this same reason, I did not presume to come to you myself, but give the word, and let my servant be cured. For I am under authority myself, and have soldiers under me. And I say to one man, go, and he goes to another. And he goes to another, come here, and he comes. To my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard these words, he was astonished at him, and turning around, said to the crowd following him, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found faith like this." When the messengers got back to the house, they found the servant in perfect health. Gospel of the Lord. St. John's Gospel says, "God loved the world so much, he gave us his only Son, that all who believe in him might have eternal life." When he says, "believe," means you share the life of Jesus. Share the life of Jesus means, like him, love always unconditionally to all people without an exception. This is life, this is our belief. So when we say we follow Jesus, means follow his footsteps. And his footsteps is not always pleasant, but always Jesus always said, "God the Father, thy will be done upon me." That's how we have to live our daily life. Whatever in better or worse situation, we always say yes to the will of God the Father. That's what Jesus wants us. When he say we have eternal life, means in divinity, in the Trinity of the Blessed of God. Blessed Trinity is a communion. Mutual love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they are together, united, one heart. So we have to, one heart with God, first of all. When we have this unity with God, it's easier for us to have unity with our neighbor. That's why Jesus gave us a new commandment, love one another as I have loved you, the way he loves us unconditionally. And always remember, when we have love, we have to share the love, share the life of others also. Suffering of people, you share the pain. Be one with them. That's why Jesus also prayed, "Father, that they all be one, as I in you, you in me, that they are in us." So that our unity is like God the Father, God the Son, Holy Spirit, always open heart towards all people. Try to live every present moment in his will, readiness to love, to forgive. And this is the way, this is our belief.